KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Authorities in Montgomery County say a joint effort between the Red Oak Police Department and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Saturday night resulted in one person being arrested on drug charges. Authorities executed a search warrant at 1010 Broad Street in Red Oak and arrested 49-year-old Curtis J. Davidson of Red Oak. Davidson faces charges that include possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, gathering where controlled substances were unlawfully used, possession of drug paraphernalia, and he was taken into custody on a Montgomery County warrant. During their search of the home, officials took into evidence a small amount of methamphetamine, marijuana scales, and numerous other items of drug paraphernalia. Davidson was being held in Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $50,000 bond. News time is 7:07.
Spring has sprung in our area. The flowers are blooming and all the plants are coming to life. But for some of our residents, this means only one thing, allergy season. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Talk to me or one of your Health Mart pharmacists. We'll take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer your allergy questions.
Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and Rex Health Mart Pharmacy is here caring for you and about you.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes, or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Officials of the Stuart Police Department reported over the weekend that officers with the department were called to Menlo Saturday to assist rescue unit members who'd been threatened, allegedly, by a man who claimed to possess a firearm. The situation began to unfold after the rescue unit was called to the man's home in response to a medical call. Stuart officers, Guthrie County deputies, and state patrol troopers responded and were able to quickly resolve the situation. There were no other details provided. The Audubon Police Department reported three recent arrests. This past Saturday, 74-year-old Billy Jean Rustfold of Audubon was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear. Rustfold was transported and held at the Audubon County Sheriff's Office. On May the 5th, police officers in Audubon arrested 20-year-old Dalton Levi Jacobson of Audubon for simple assault. His arrest was the result of an investigation into an incident that occurred February 18th. Jacobson was cited and released on a promise to appear in court. And on May the 3rd, 20-year-old Aaron Michael Tesdall, an escapee from the Ottumwa Correctional Facility, was apprehended by Audubon Police. Tesdall was held at the Audubon County Jail until being released to the Oakdale Department of Corrections. An Iowa man is facing charges after trying to evade police at speeds of up to 120 miles per hour. The chase happened Friday afternoon when the Ida County Sheriff's Office tried to stop 28-year-old Barry Young of Galva. Authorities say Young fled south on Highway 175 and drove erratically, while as many as six police cars pursued him. Young is suspected of stealing packages off the front porches of homes. The Iowa State Patrol says Young drove across a farm field and through a fence surrounding a cell phone tower during the chase. He was arrested a few miles east of Ottawa. Young is currently facing a felony charge of eluding arrest, along with several drug charges and numerous traffic violations. Two Iowa men were convicted on child pornography charges have been sentenced to federal prison. Authorities, or rather prosecutors, say 26-year-old Edward Robertson of Spirit Lake was given 7 years. Robertson must serve 10 years of supervised release after he leaves custody. The U.S. District Court jury in Council Bluffs found Robertson guilty of receiving child pornography over the Internet from October of 2008 until March 24th of 2009. In a separate case, 59-year-old Danny Hummel of Essex was given 6 months in prison, followed by 10 years of supervised release. He pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography. The Audubon City Council is expected to act this evening on a passage of a resolution setting May the 28th at 7 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing with regard to the sale of certain lots within the city. Lots 6, 4, and 2 are located in Block 13, the city of Audubon. The council will also act on a resident's request for a curb cut on Freeman Avenue for the installation of a driveway and a request from the Audubon Chamber of Commerce for the use of tables, picnic tables, a truck, and kitchen in advance of the annual flight breakfast. The final action item for their 7 p.m. meeting is with regard to a resolution setting May the 28th at 7 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on an amendment to the budget. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh.
And Matt. The high cost of medication is on everyone's mind these days. And if you need multiple medications each month, it can leave you wondering just how you're going to pay for it all, especially if you don't have insurance.
With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured.
And there are other benefits to being part of this program. When you stay consistent and get all of your prescriptions and other medications here, we can more accurately track your medications and screen for potential problems, reducing your risk for adverse drug interactions and side effects. The script card program is also accepted at Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy.
The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today, or get more information at rexpharmacyonline.com.
Rex Pharmacy, the price you need,
the service you deserve, in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Janice Marie Whalen, age 68, who's formerly of Avoca, died October 5th in Missouri. Graveside services for Janice Whalen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Coral Lenz, age 97, of Adel, died Thursday at the Adel Acres. Funeral services for Coral Lenz will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Elizabeth Rao, age 106, of Erling, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Elizabeth Rao will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Troy Wheelock, age 51, of Anita, died Saturday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Troy Wheelock will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Irene Mulhern, age 98, of Dodgeville, Wisconsin, and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Meadows in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Graveside services for Irene Mulhern will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Joan Marie Hackwell Knuter, age 69, formerly of Anita, died Thursday in Springfield, Missouri. The memorial services for Joan Knuter will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.